We have a request to play something from the Monterey Jazz Festival suite. It's called Sweet Thursday. We haven't played it in quite a while, but we're all very loaded with courageous performers. John Steinbeck did a book called Sweet Thursday. We did a suite dedicated to him titled Sweet Thursday in four movements. The opening statement is by Lawrence Brown.
Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie, and the subject for this episode is another extended composition by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn entitled Sweet Thursday, or as he pronounces it, Sweet Thursday. I can barely say it. In Music Is My Mistress, this was what Duke said about the work. This was in four parts: Misfit Blues, Swifty, Sweet Thursday, and Lay-By. And in them, we tried to parallel John Steinbeck's story, Sweet Thursday, which was set in Monterey's Cannery Row. Doc, the main character, had a theory that the octopus changed color in accordance with its moods and emotions. We felt that the people of Cannery Row changed their colors too. That is, the character you thought was a bum turned out to be an angel, and the horrible fellow, when dressed in some clean clothes, was found to be a real right guy, and so on. Certainly, as we indicated in Swifty, Cannery Row had a tempo. The critics at the festival didn't dig the suite too well, but when the record eventually appeared, there were a lot of reversed opinions. It wasn't the first time we had experienced that sort of thing. The suite premiered at the Monterey Jazz Festival in Monterey, California, in September of 1960, and the band went into the studio to record it the following month. But I'm going to skip ahead to 3 years later when they played it in Paris on February 1st, 1963. I'll play the first two movements together, Misfit Blues and Swifty. According to the discographies, this was the last time that Sweet Thursday was performed. This is on June 8, 1963 in Stockholm, Sweden. So the third movement is Sweet Thursday, which is Sweet Thursday with Z's in front. And there's a lot of things to listen for here. For example, it's interesting how Ellington and or Strayhorn decided to play the melody with Paul Gonzalez on tenor saxophone and Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, separated by two octaves, which is something unusual.
Foghorn.
The concluding movement is called Lay-By, and there's an extended Ray Nance solo on violin on this one. And I picked this particular version because it's one of the longest ones I've ever come across him playing anywhere. And the band is pretty loose, and so is Ray. You hear him having a lot of fun during his solo. So now the last movement of Sweet Thursday, Lay-By.
Thank you. violin, Ray Nance. Ray Nance. Ray Nance, thank you.
So that concludes this episode of Ellington Reflections. And as a reminder, I'd like to let you know that you can find out information about the recordings that we used on our website at ellingtonreflections.com. I try to include a relevant YouTube video on there, too. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Again, my name is Steve Bowie, and I'd like to thank you for listening. And as I always like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something you ought to know.